The Traveler's Journal, November 24th, with Thanksgiving Day thoughts for hosts and guests. Many journeys involve being a guest in someone's house. In fact, more than half of the 500 million leisure trips Americans have taken this year were to visit friends or relatives. A homestay can be a great experience or a total disaster. Ben Franklin was not the first host in history to observe that fish and visitors begin to stink after 3 days. It matters not whether the host is a close friend or a distant relation. A visit usually involves a delicate etiquette for both parties. The nuances of being a gracious host and a good guest vary from house to house across the country and around the world, but certain protocols hold true everywhere. For example, it's always wise for both parties to be specific about arrival and departure days. The same goes for issues and expectations on both parts about what the visit entails. Similar caveats apply if the visit involves children or pets. If you're the host, inspect the guest room before the visit and ask yourself if you'd like to sleep there. It's good to plan activities that include your guests, but entertaining them is not an obligation. If you have other pressing matters, make sure to tell your visitors. If you're the guest, be considerate above all else. Ask what the rules of the house are and observe them. No matter how often your host says, "My home is yours," remember, it isn't really true. Finally, always be sure to leave a token of your appreciation on your departure or to send a thank you note once you get home. For more information, you can explore our site on the World Wide Web. The address is www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.